This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to Experience It Man. Welcome back to the Experience It Man podcast. Today, we're going to talk about traveling and learning all of these different places that you could find around your own townhouse or your own town, and basically finding places that a lot of people know of. So like secret spots, secret caverns, you know, the gist of it. Like you're a little kid traveling around and going on adventures and finding cool spots. Today, I have a guest. Here's her name, Jillian. She is on the softball team at Dominican, and she recently went to Hawaii for one of the tournament games. And so, hello, Jillian, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem, thank you for coming. And so, you went to Hawaii recently. How was that?
It was actually really cool because I have been to Hawaii before, but I've never been there to play softball, so it was definitely a new experience. It was really different because for those of you that like are on the athletics or are part of the athletics program at Dominican, you know that whenever you travel you have a whole itinerary, and so it's really different for, like, having to travel and every minute of your day is planned out for you. Versus when you're there for vacation, like, you literally do whatever you want. Like, there's not really an itinerary or anything like that. So, that was something new. And also, like, traveling-wise to Hawaii, because of COVID, there's a lot of people there. So, like, it's definitely different than it was before going. There was already a lot of people before, but, like, now there's even more people because you couldn't travel because of COVID. So, like, a lot of people are trying to go and like catch up on lost time, I guess.
How was trying to get into the flight and all that? Because I remember I recently went to Hawaii around August or a little bit earlier than that, and the process and getting the tickets, getting on the plane was like a huge hassle because you have to make sure you have your COVID vaccines and all that. And I heard that you have to pretty much get all that recorded into their system, and then once they let you in, like, you're able to get all the information out, and then you're getting on the plane. And not even that, you have to get, like, once you're there you have to go through a whole other process. Is it still like that strict and all that?
Honestly, I feel like it sounds a lot worse than it is, because before we traveled, our coaches were like super on top of us, like filling out, like what you said before, like if you're going you have to fill out a form like on a website, and you have to like put in your vaccines and they have to be up to date, and you have to put a picture of them and things like that. It's actually really simple. It didn't take any longer than 20 minutes, and once you did get there, like once you were all checked in and you got your tickets and everything like that, you would just have to go and like they would scan it because you already filled it all out. So as long as you filled it all out beforehand, then you were fine. And then once you're already scanned and in the system, then you don't have to do it again for the rest of the trip. So it honestly really wasn't that bad.
That's cool. Yeah. That actually is nice, because then that puts a possibility that I may end up going in the summer. So yeah, that helps too, because like I always love going. Which island did you end up going?
So we flew to Honolulu first, and we were there for like the most of our trip, and then we went to Hilo for 2 days, and then we came back, and then we flew back to Oakland.
So did you basically stay around Waikiki and all the big areas?
We're basically in the tourist areas for like most of the trip.
That's cool. Was there any cool spots that you ended up finding?
Well, honestly, not on the trip itself, but because I went in the past, my cousins go pretty frequently, and so they always know like a bunch of good places to go, especially for food. And so if you really like matcha, which I do, I would recommend like this place. It's like just on the strip of Waikiki Beach where like all the hotels are, so it's like pretty much in walking distance, like most things are there. It's called Matcha Maiko, I think. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. I don't speak Japanese, but it's really good, and it's not bad. And I know a lot of things are like pretty expensive in Hawaii, but I think for the value of what you're getting and the amount of what you're getting, it's a pretty good price.
Is it near that udon place, like right next to it, where there's like that whole street? You go in, there's that long line, and then there's like an udon restaurant like right there.
I think it's like around that area. It's like across from like a shopping center.
Yeah, I think because I've been there.
Really?
I've been there, yeah. Because when I was there a couple years ago, I went to this udon shop, and then right, so like as you enter the building and get udon, because it's like a buffet style, mm-hmm. kind of like where you get to choose your toppings.
Wait, what's the udon place called?
I think it's...
Does it start with like an M?
Yeah, it starts with
yes,
an M. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's cool. That's cool. And then, yeah, so like the matcha place is right there.
Yeah, also like, it's like a cute little like pop-up store. So it's like, you just go in and then get out, and then you could like walk around with your stuff, and it's like near everything, so it's like... It's nice to get a dessert and then just walk around the beach area. So that was nice too.
I find out Matcha Maiko, it's a chain. And so there's a shop that's literally the same that's opened in Japantown in
yes,
San Francisco.
Yes, yeah. I discovered that recently when I went to Japantown with my cousin and my sister. And it was probably one of the greatest discoveries in a very long time. Because
nice.
I thought that I could only go to that place if it was I was in Hawaii. So
that's
that
cool.
was actually really nice.
That's cool. Did you go anywhere else during your free... did you have the free time to go around the areas? Or were you able just to like remember from other times?
No, actually my coach was really nice and gave us a lot of free time. Like before, a lot of our games were like at 12 and 2 or like 1 and like 4 or something like that. So like we had a lot of free time in the morning to go get breakfast, like a smoothie bowl or anything like that. So we could walk around a lot. And another good place, I'm a coffee drinker, and so there are times where we would get free time in the morning, and instead of like just going to Starbucks, like we would go to... I went to Island Vintage Coffee with some of my teammates, and it was really good. It's a little on the pricey side, but like I think it's worth it just to try it at least once. And they also have like a lot of like cute little mugs, and then they sell like their own coffee there too. And they don't only have coffee, they have smoothie bowls and like smoothies and fraps too. So I think definitely that's also a place to try.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to so it seemed like a lot of food places you guys
yeah
that's cool. I'm a foodie too, so like I always, every time I want to go somewhere special or like go to a vacation, I always like to go like, where are all the cool restaurants that
yes.
I get to visit. Did you get to go to like, did you get to go like drive all around the island, or did you stay mainly in Waikiki and like that area?
We had to stay in Waikiki because of like the driving issue. Like we didn't have our own car, so like unless we could figure out a way to get there ourselves, then we couldn't really go somewhere that wasn't walking distance. But that kind of made me really sad because I wanted to go to Foodland. If you've ever been there when you go to Hawaii,
yeah.
It's like, because like the poke there is like really good quality and it's not that expensive, mm-hmm. especially for what you're getting.
It's
and
fresh, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's really good. And like, honestly, it probably would have been cheaper than like going to a bunch of places and like paying for a meal versus going to Foodland and just getting like a pound of poke and then and just enjoying that with just fresh rice. So.
That's, yeah. How many have you've been to Hawaii, right?
Yes.
So how many times is this your what, fifth, sixth time?
That was like my third. I went when I was a baby with my family, but I obviously don't remember that. So like the only time I really remember going to Hawaii was when I went with my cousins, which was in December junior year of high school, like literally right before COVID hit, like right before that period of time where we got 2 weeks off of school and then it turned into all of this.
That's cool. Did you... So you've been, like, mainly, like, Honolulu, like, the Big Island. Or, like, not Big Island, but Honolulu as, like,
yeah.
the main one. Okay.
I think I've only been to Honolulu and then Hilo, basically. Yeah.
Nice. From what I can remember, I've been to Maui and Honolulu. I've been to Maui more, so, like, I kind of have, like, that knowledge of Maui a bit more. So I like to... think of it as like my second home because I've been there more like a couple times to where I've pretty much been all the big spots.
So for I know that like Waikiki and Honolulu, like those are very touristy spots.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty much all tourists when you go. So like I don't think I've never been to Maui. So like is it more like local?
So in terms of the best way to reference like Honolulu, the islands in reference to like, the Bay Area. Honolulu is San Francisco. Like that's kind of like the big, like the, everyone has like the same consensus, or like LA, you know, and that's like because it's the big capital. It's the capital of Hawaii. This like the most touristy. It's like the big, pretty much get the sum of everything of Hawaii right there. Maui is a bit smaller, but it's like it's kind of it's still touristy. It's like the second best place to go, but I think to me, once it's like a kind of need to know area. So like once you know like the areas you want to go, like there'll still be touristy, but like it's like once you know like it's better, because then like as you go around like you see all the touristy spots, but then you get to go to your own spots. Because for me, I used to, so I've since I've been to the area, Kihei is kind of like a small like local town area. Like everyone that lives there goes there for like markets and stuff and food. There's still like big restaurants that people line up for, and it's like a big, it's like a beach town, like right in front of the area. Like you can see people like line up the door or walk around, so it's still an area. But then if you go to McKenna Beach, which is a bit, I want to say north, that's more, no, that's further south, sorry. That's more like high up, high end, but like not a lot of people go there. Mainly people go there for the resorts and stuff. But if you find like, if you keep driving further, you get to go to, you get to drive near the volcano, and then you get to go to the, actually like one of the few black sands beach at Maui. And it's just, you have to take that because it's kind of like a risky, sketchy road, because like there's no lights, it's just a path you take on the car, and it's just eventually you have to pretty much just go on an adventure if you can. Like just say, hey, this is a cool road, let's go down it and see what happens. That's how we found it. And go the opposite side, you have this I think it's, I forget the name, but it's like this cove, and then there's like, it's a cool cove because it's like near Lahaina. If for those who know where that is, Lahaina is like the main big area that everyone goes to in Maui. And you pretty much can just go there, get the food, but if you go further north, you get all these other apartments, restaurants, resorts. But then you go further up, there's a cove where you have super soft sand, and then you can find turtles swimming all the way up to the shore. Yeah, and you like, we've seen, like, it's consistent that they go there for some reason, and everyone that has, that knows about the beach goes there, but not everyone realizes it's there. So it's a cool area, a lot of people take pictures. Highlight of one of them was there was a guy on a paddle board with his dog, and they were just on the water for like super far out, and that was pretty cool. And then at the same time, you get to see all these like a whole family of turtles just swim across the shore. They're pretty much at the, like on the beach right there, and you can just take a picture and see them. But yeah, I think just, it's just, you need, like, in order to need to know, you have to go. Like you have to like just take that initiative and say, hey, let's just go here and see what happens. Because a lot of vacations are already like you said, they're pre-planned, right? So you don't have that time to like figure out where you want to go or like just explore. If you have that opportunity to just go back, just don't plan anything out and just go around and see what happens. Because I think because for me, Waikiki, when I was there, like when I was in seventh grade, we just decided, hey, let's just drive around the island. And because it was a while since the last time I went there was I was three, so I didn't really remember. We ended up going to North Shore, and then there was a cool, like, on the way to North Shore, we took a path up the mountains, and then we saw this Japanese temple. A lot of people, I think, now have heard about it, but next time you go, it's a cool, like, area where you get to go to this Japanese temple. You get to buy food pellets and feed the koi by hand, and then there's birds that can fly up to you as well that have the same pellets. So next time if you go, like, it's a pretty cool spot.
That's crazy. I didn't even... one of my cousins and I went. We went to North Shore, and that's crazy because we had never even heard of that.
It's, like, not up at North Shore. You have to kind of, like, drive to it. And then, like, if you want to go to the North Shore, it's like, okay, let's just go since, it's like, there's a path that goes that way. But, yeah, it's like, just the Japanese temple. Like, a lot of the older, like, people, like, a lot of older family members that like to go instead of, like, go hiking and jeep and all that. These are kind of more tame, but it's cool because, like, you get to ring a giant gong bell and then, like, to go into this Japanese area because, like, it's really cool. And it's, like, it's a Buddhist temple, I think, but as you can tell, the architecture is very Japanese-esque, and then so it's pretty cool.
personally, I think that, like, I like vacations a lot more when it's not super planned out.
Yeah.
For me, I think. Because, I don't know, I feel like whenever there's an itinerary, like, it's always, that's when it always ends up super stressful. Especially, like, with parents. Because, like, I have a really big family. And so traveling with them, with older people, they, for some reason, always need an itinerary. And it's just real, I think it's a little silly because they're always super stressed about what we're going to do and then what time and, like, how we're going to do the day. And then, like, versus, like, my cousins and I, like, the younger ones who are like, why don't we just, like, just do whatever? Like, we don't have to plan everything out. So I feel like, personally, I just like vacations a lot better, or just traveling in general, when it's, like, not super planned out, especially by the minute.
That's cool. Did you eventually, like, find, have you, like, been able to, since coming back home, or the recent times you've been home, have you been able to, like, find any cool, like, spots that you like to talk about back home, like hometown, like secret spots, like, oh, only these high school, like, people at this high school know about these spots? Because, like, since you've, like, kind of taken that from, like, this vacation, have you been able to, like, go back home and say, hey, like, I remember, like, this spot, like, only a few people, like, at my high school used to go to, like, all these cool spots?
Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I'm from Fairfield. And I feel like by the name, it already sounds really boring because it kind of is. Like, obviously, when I was little, it seemed super cool because it's not, like, a country town. Like, it's just it's a suburb town. So it's, like, it has a mall and it has, like, a bunch of restaurants and, like, some things to do. But there's not that much you can do. It's just one of those towns where it's like, oh, do you guys want to just hang out at the mall or, like, go to Target? It's not really, like, a place you could go to, like, adventure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you, like, is there, like, spots? Because for me, since I'm, like, over near Livermore,
yeah,
it's the same idea. There's not really a lot of spots, but then you have to, like, kind of look, because for me, there's, like, these hills that you can hike up. Back home, there's an area my high school friends, we all call them the tunnels, but in reality, it's just a sewer system that we, like, hike into. It's cool because you get to see, like, crawfish,
yeah,
and stuff, and frogs. But, like, it's, like, a cool spot because, like, it's called the tunnels, right? Yeah. You're like, what's this? Or, like, there's another place where, like, there's this hill that we hike up, but if we go further behind the hill, there's, like, all these trees. We call it the forest, you know? And it's pretty much the same idea of, like, it's cool, all these trees are around, and it's just, like, all these areas, even though it's pretty much just hills, plains, and roads, like, we're able to find, like, cool spots. There's,
like,
another
hidden
one.
Gems,
yeah,
like,
hidden
of.
Gems. Do you think you have any hidden gems?
Man, that's hard. I think one of the places that always stuck with me was when I was in elementary school, and my best friend, her name was Athena at the time. Like, we still keep in touch a little, but obviously we're not best friends anymore. She lived in this neighborhood called Paradise Valley, and it's a pretty nice neighborhood. There's a lot of places to walk and hike and things like that. And so there's this one area I remember I walked with her and her sister, and it led to just, like, this place where there's just, like, a bunch of big rocks. Like, I don't know, like, I don't even think it was called anything, but there's just, like, a bunch of really big rocks that you could climb up and, like, take pictures on. And so I always thought that was really nice because you could always have, like, a nice view of the sunset from there. And I don't even know if it's still there, actually. I haven't been there in a really long time, but if it is, then that's one of them.
You should come back there
one
next
of the
time
hidden
you go.
Gems.
Next time you go home, exactly, hidden gems. You know, there's always those hidden gems you find around town. But,
yeah.
Like, that's what I like about it. So, like, for those listening, if you're able to go around and take the time to explore, find those hidden gems around your town. You may never know what happens. So
even if it all you have is a Target,
yeah,
that could be your hidden.
That's
gem.
Your hidden gem. You
the
know,
Target.
Like, that specific Target that could be like. Oh, it's that Target.
Yeah, and even if you can't find any place that's considered, like, really cool, you could still always make really cool memories.
Yeah,
like, anywhere, as long as you have good company.
That's the main important thing. All right, thank you, Jillian,
yeah,
for this conversation this week. I'm glad you're able to come back and enjoy your time at Hawaii,
yes.
And then I'm assuming you're gonna head home somewhat soon to, like, just go home and. Just
yeah,
relax.
Eventually. It's just hard right now just because season's ending, so, like, we're pretty busy. But then for sure, once season's over, I'm going to go home and just relax for a little bit,
yeah,
before finals happens.
Yeah. Any big plans for vacationing or traveling?
Not that I know of, but my sister is turning 21.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
Maybe something.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Jillian.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. And that marks the end of this week's episode. And I hope you enjoy. This is Mr. Know-It-All. And over and out.